So the learning today should be a schus ilan ishmas hadiachaver chaimelos ben shimshon aryeh as well as a schus for an ilan ishamah for Rabbi Yaakov Yosef ben Chaim Menachem ben Tzion. It is also the yahrzeit of a dear chaver Aaron and Olav Shalom ben Yitzchak Kaufman, as well as it should be a schus for a refuah shleima. It should also be a schus for all those in the makom sakana nights as well and those risking their lives to protect it. So we are continuing in the topic of dibor. And we are going to go through some further examples of Devarim that are Asurim. So we're on the bottom of page 511. He says, Asa, it's also to demand payment from someone who you know doesn't have the funds to pay you. But afilu of iser, even to pass in front of him is aser. So if someone owes you money, you have to be very careful not to pressure them. That you're not allowed to pressure such a person for money, and not even to walk in front of him if it can be avoided, so that he shouldn't feel anxious that you're circling around like a hawk and a vulture trying to pounce upon him the minute he gets money. Then he says like this: also litein ribis devarim. It's also to give ribis, and specifically ribis devarim with your words, which is obviously not real ribis; it's avak ribis. You're going, L'haktim shalom l'mishalavim mimena. For example, you intentionally seek out and you greet someone who you borrowed from. So you borrowed money from someone, and while the loan is outstanding, you try to go out of your way to ask shalom from that person to greet him. Im loy hayarago b'kachoydim l'kein, if you were not accustomed to doing so. So you're allowed to greet someone who you borrowed money from. What's usur is to go out of your way to find ways to bless such a person. And that's where we're talking about a problem. But if you borrow from a guy who sits in shul to go over and say shalom to such a person, that's not what we're talking about. Or to offer words of favor when it's being repaid. You have to be careful. So you shouldn't like go on and on about what a tzaddik he is and bracha upon bracha upon bracha. But rather, you should give him one simple bracha when he repays you, when you repay him. Tiskal mitzvahs, that you should be zoicha to do many more such mitzvahs. Shegam chaveiro yachzal levarchoi kiminog, and your friend, as is the custom, will turn around and saying v'chein lamar, or he'll say for you as well. Now he's making two points over here. Number one is that it's not considered payment to give such a bracha because that's the way Hashem rewards people. Mitzvah gereres mitzvah. So that's within the context of the mitzvah itself is already this bracha that Hashem is giving. You're just saying that you hope that Hashem's bracha is mekoyim in him. And then he responds in favor with you, which makes it now not ribbis anymore because you gave him a bracha, he gave you back a bracha. So that's an equal exchange. So there is no, there's nothing that's changing hands from you to him. There's no transaction that is imbalanced. Weiter. It's also to speak of personal matters or things that are not devarim shebekdusha in a shul. Certainly during davening, during kriyas, it's also to speak while listening to kiddush, havdalah, megillah, chazaras hamida, which is chazaras hashatz, and any bracha. If you're trying to fulfill your obligation through it, between the bracha of Gal Yisrael and Shmoneh Esrei, or between Birkas Hamaitzi and your eating before you taste it, as well as between Netilas Nedayim and eating, you also shouldn't speak after you wash Mayim Achronim before you bench. You're not allowed to even answer Kaddish and Kedusha when you're putting on your tefillin and you stop between your Shel Yad and your Shel Rosh because there's a suffix if a Shel Rosh gets its own bracha, that's why you say Baruch Hashem after you make the bracha. And so it's possible that the bracha of the Shel Yad is going on the Shel Rosh as well, and therefore you're not allowed to be mafsik. Also, ledaber im hanashim. It's also to speak unnecessarily with women, ubeprat, especially words of schaik, vihittel, silliness. The kalos roish, lightheaded banter, shehim argilin as adam le'erva, which this type of behavior accustoms a person to the opposite gender and to immorality. It's also to send a personal greeting to a woman, even through the husband. We don't send personal greetings to women at all. Now, what you should do, and this is proper derech eretz, is you ask the husband how his wife is doing, but you don't send regards. You don't say, please send regards to your wife for me. And this is the ruling of the Gemara as well as Shulchan Aruch, and it's not just the Midas Chasidus, it's a lot more than that. It's a lot more than that. It's a very serious and important halacha. Let's do one more. It's also for a person to open his mouth to bring punishment upon him. Even if there's a sharp sword resting on his neck, or he's seriously ill, he's on his deathbed. Never despair of Rachmanus. Speak of good things to come and always have a positive outlook that Hashem and good things will happen. It's also usher to speak in the bathroom. This brings evil upon a person. It's usher to give shalom to a rasha. But if you have to do so for purposes of Darkei Shalom, then you do it if you have to. But you have in mind that the bracha of Shalom Aleichem. You have in mind in your heart that I'm saying Shalom Aleichem really to Hashem. When David sends a message to Nabal, who was a Rasha, he sends through his messengers, he say, so if Amartam, you should say, Koilachoi, success for life, Shalom, and you are peace. Meaning, don't say peace upon you, Nabal, but rather say a bracha for success. And then, Va'ata shalom, and you are peace. That bracha is going on Hashem, not novel. Okay, one more small, short one. As l'daber divrei rivos, you should never speak words of fight, arguments. V'chol shekein al riv loy loy. Certainly, when it's not your own fight, meaning you have no personal stake in the matter. In loy lahatzel ashak miyad ashkai, unless you're speaking up to save the oppressed person, someone who's being bullied, there it's indeed a mitzvah to insert yourself. But it has to be done in a respectful manner. But if you see someone being picked on, taken advantage of, bullied, you should speak up. It's also to speak words of gaiva or vuz, which is disdain or denigration or bekas or anger. Let them you dvar b'shefel, should be said gently. Call b'shefel, call with a soft tone. B'lashon raka, gently with a soft tone. Chalak mishemen, smoother than oil. As described in the pasuk, Hikai mamtakim akulei machmadim, the words of his palate are sweet and he is that delight. So, in terms of the deeper itself, not to refer, not al tiftach pel satan, even if you're in a bad situation, have a positive outlook. If you do have to give shalom to someone who's a rasha, you should have in mind that it goes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Not to send greetings to the opposite gender, even through a husband. Not to speak, we saw various times when it's aser in the bathroom between the shalyan and the shalreish. Dvarim Asurim in Beis HaKnesses during Kaddish, Kedusha, a bracha that you're trying to be mitzi with, for example, Havdalah or Kiddush. And then finally, don't insert yourself in a fight that you have no stake in unless the person is being bullied or taken advantage of, in which case you should not stand by, but rather you should insert yourself and get involved, but even then, do so in a respectful manner.